Hey, hey. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Unbothered Bliss Podcast 62. I'm Jeannie, your host, and I'm feeling truly blessed and honored to have this moment in time with y'all. I've been planning and preparing for this day for a minute, figuratively, of course. and I just like the time is here, the time is now. And I'm super stoked about all the wonderful things I'm ready to share. And I'll get into more about what that sharing is. But just to say, I am a newbie to podcasting, but I have so many awesome and wonderful topics that center around being you and doing you, living your best life, no matter what senior age you may be. And this has brought me to this point where I am right now. I'm gonna just go back in a little story. I love telling stories. That's the educator in me. Retired teacher, 29 years, secondary school, high school. I retired and I thought to myself, okay, I'm retired, but what am I going to do now? I reflected on that, y'all, for about 5 or 6 months, just subbing as a guest teacher, which I love. I love the babies. I love connecting with families and supporting them with their babies. But I felt I needed more. I still wanted more. And I was searching for more. Not necessarily financially, but more along the lines of just connecting with people, still having something to give or give back, still having something to say, still needing and wanting more in my life beyond the age of 62. And though there is so much more living to do, places to go, people to meet, I knew that. I thought to myself, like, why not now? This, you know, I felt was the perfect time, really, to just go ahead and do it. My son, my eldest son, you know, with Kurt, Ma, just go ahead and do it. You got something special going on. You know, this is your lane. You know, all the encouraging things and the loving, supportive, kind, funny words he had to share to uplift me. I received it. I really did. I received it. So I said to myself, yeah, I'm just going to do it. You know, I ain't got all the answers to a lot. But I got a lot of questions to share. I got a lot of feelings to share, a lot of experiences to share, and a little bit of a lot that I know in my spirit, I ain't the only one feeling this way at this point in time in life. So let me just say to all seniors out there, don't wait to do what you love. You know, because frankly, that time may never come. I realized that in my reflection. It's like I'm sitting here waiting and thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? No, that may not work because I'm too old for this. I'm too old for that. Get that out of your head. That's not it. That is not it. Don't wait to do what you love to do. Do you wherever you are in life, be you. Live that unapologetic life. I'm telling you, you got to be this age for a reason. You've earned it and you deserve it. I love Martin Luther King's philosophy on just living through life no matter where you are, in your body, your mind, your spirit, but just to keep moving. There is so much power in just persevering, hanging in there, having that determination. And it's that powerful word that we call resilience, where we see the light at the end of the tunnel and we see, oh, okay, yeah, I can do this. You know, it was a little journey. I went through it for a minute, some of us, but you see that light. And there's nothing wrong with that. Many, I would say, and it's not just for seniors. A lot of young people too. Same thing. But of course, we're in our lane. They're in their lane. So here we are, living life in all its ups and downs. And it's about living with intention and purpose. It's about living your best life on your terms, one day at a time. And that is my motto for this podcast. Living your best senior life, one day at a time, with some purpose, intention and purpose. All right? So that is my purpose and intention for you, to support you, my listeners. Supporting your fitness goals, if you're on that journey, you know, if you want to need more in moving with flexibility and strength, I'm on that journey too. I'm a work in progress. If you're on a fixed income, and many of us are at this age, but then some of us, you know, we can still live our best life and ball on a budget. I'm doing it. I'll be sharing some stories of some things and some places that I've gone that's just been phenomenal on a budget. Stories and just lessons about your journey through life. You know, if you have some things that you got going on with your family, friends, relationships, we can support each other along the way. Another like wonderful, blessed part of my life is music and poetry. I want to bring that to the table as well. There's so much power and joy. You know, when they say music is good for the soul, I'm telling you, that goes music and poetry, they go hand in hand. I like to bring more of that. So we'll be covering these things, and I'll be adding more topics weekly. But I just wanted to just drive home the fact that we all move differently at whatever age we are, 62, 72, 82, 92. Another story, I have a sister friend whose mom is 100 on this earth, and that she's experience. She's done so much, been so many places. But let me tell you, she's still dancing and moving to the beat of her own drum. How amazing is that? I mean, really, can y'all imagine that? Just wonderful. So I say that to say, wherever you are, let's just keep moving, learning, growing, evolving, and being the best that we can be at whatever age we are. Finding joy in something you thought you couldn't do anymore. Let me tell you, that's a lie. Finding joy comes in those small as well as those not so small packages. And joy is out here for all of us to have and feel. I ain't trying to get like emotional, y'all, but I am really passionate about this journey and supporting not just you, but my journey. So if you want some more info, like on starting to become a better you, you know, that health journey, I got you. If you're looking for encouragement on, like I said, family relationships, Friends, I got you. If you're looking for some funny stories, meaningful stories that you can connect with that may resonate, that you want to share also in a story, let's do that. Let's do that. So whatever it may be on any given week, it is my purpose that something resonates with you, that changes you, that grows your thinking and feeling to becoming the best you every single day. Martin Luther King said it best. Such a wonderful man, civil rights leader, but he was a man in the human thought and human experience in life. And I quote, he said, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving. Keep moving. So I'm going to stop here. And I just say, always in love and in strength. Keep, get up, move through your day. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever that is, it's going to be all right. I know this. I've been like, I know it's going to be all right. And I know that's just that something, it's not just something to say, it's something that we do, right? Until next time, y'all, trust me. Peace.